We are learning Masechtas Bav Metzia, Daf Kuf Amad Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amid, a brand new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Hamachlev Parah B'chamar. Someone switches a Parah B'chamar, it's with Kinyan Chalipin, and the Maila of Kinyan Chalipin is, one of the perks are, that once the Baal HaParah, the one who originally had the Parah, makes a Mashicha on the Chamar, the Parah is Nikneh to the other guy, automatically, wherever it is. He doesn't have to see it even. It's automatically works. It's the work of Chalipin. But the Gaya here, the reason why we said a case of a Chalipin here, we'll see, there was a suffix here, because this Para, who was Mu'abaras, had a baby sometime while we did this Chalipin. And we're not sure if it was before the Chalipin, so then the Bala Para owns that baby, or it was after the Chalipin, and then the Bala Chamara owns that baby. So that's the suffix of it, who owns that Vlad, because who owns that Vlad, that small little Parah, who owns that? Because it happened through a Chalipin. If it happened in Mashicha, if you made a Mashicha on the Parah, you'll see it wasn't Mubaras or not. But did it have the Vlad or not? But here was a Machlev, so it was very possible the Parah was sitting somewhere else in the warehouse, and Lemaisa in the pen, an animal pen, and it had a baby, we're not sure when it happened. So a Machlev Parah B'chamar, V'yolda, and it had a Vlad, V'chein HaMoicha Shivcha, so the same thing, we're selling a Shivcha, V'yolda, and had a Vlad, and we did it with Chalipin, or by Shivcha, you can do it with Kesef also. It doesn't have to be, the Shivcha doesn't have to be present b'shas the Kenyan. So now the shaila is, when did the Shivcha have the baby? When did the Parah have the Vlad? Zeh oima ad shelo mecharti. He says, the original owner says, before it sold, it had the Vlad, it had the baby, and therefore, it's mine. Zeh oima no, mishal lekachti. It was afterwards. So they're each saying, their taina, the loch is, yachloiku. That the loch is, that it's, we split it. And Allah is achleiku, because here we have an argument over here, and therefore Allah is achleiku. We'll see in the Gemara what's pshat is achleiku. We'll see it's going to sumchis, that we hold that moment of mutl masafik is chalkim. And here's a case of dror de maina, which means that it's a clear safik. It's very hard to pass on the safik. It's, we don't know when the baby was born, and they're both saying each way. The Allah is, that's achleiku. Hayulo beizava, the new case. Let's say someone was selling two avadim, selling an eved, sorry, and he had two avadim. Ech gadol ve'ech katan. One bigger eved, one small eved. The bigger eved is worth more. Mechein beis sadas. Ech gadol ve'ech katana. One was a big field, one was a small field. Halakeach am a gadol kachti. The keach says, I bought the bigger one. Va'lo imen yedeya. And the other one says, I don't know. The loch is zocha begadol. The loch is yizoycha in the gadol. That means he's mitzi from the meicher, the gadol. Why? Because bari v'shema, bari adif. And the shaila is, this is good, v'imandema bari v'shema, bari adif is good. But v'imandema, that they're not mitzi on muksik, what do you say? And the Gemara is not going to speak about this. This is a sugi before. But here the Gemara is not asked the kasha. And it's a very simple question here. Why taka zocha v'gadol? We're saying over here, that since the lekech is sure, I bought the big one, he gets it. And you're a shema. And Chayra, if your bari shem bari adav is moitzi from a muchzik, that means the bari is moitzi from the muchzik. Good. But according to Rav Nachman, who says bari v'shema, lav bari adav, and you can't be moitzi muchzik, what's pshat in this Mishnah? So the Rishonim here talk about this, the Mukhi Yosef and the Rabbeinu Peretz both talk about, and even more Rishonim, but the ones that we'll read here, talk about the Shaila. That's both you can find in your Gemara. So the Mukhi Yosef, he asks the Kasha, he says, Kivin the Kaimla Krav Nachman, Da Ama Mani Libiyad Chavlama in Yedea Potter, Ha Damin and Zachav Agadol, Mairi, Kigoin, Shiash Esik, Shvua Benehem. Talk about there was a Chi of Shvua here somehow. Umatoch Shaykh Lashav Mashalim. But the only problem is, yeah, it's not possible to have a Chi of Shvua on a Eved. Eved is Ein Mishvah Malavadim. So you have to come on a Sukkot Torah, which tomorrow we'll say on a base for a different thing, that we're talking about, I was tining the Eved with the Ksus, I was buying the Eved with its clothing, as we're a Gilgal Shvua. And here, the other guy doesn't know. So the guy doesn't know. So Matayach Sheikh Yeshava Meshalem, that's why the Meicha loses. So Zokta Mukiyesa, Fimai Pshat, you see from here, Umahosh Aminon, Mashuk Savril El, B'mechuyiv Shvua de Gilgal, you have Matayach Sheikh Yeshava Meshalem. If you remember, then we said about a Rosh, that holds there's no such thing as Matayach on Gilgal Shvua. But here you see it is, according to Mukiyesa Pshat and the Gemara. So, Lachaira, it'd be a riot, not like the Rosh, unless the Rosh would have another Pshat and the Gemara. So the truth is, the Bein Peretz has different Pshat. Rabbeinu Peretz says, as same Kasha, Vim Teima Tikshil of Nachma Mahacha, and he says that Here, we're talking about Nachman Mukilah, Gunsha Moichai Mediadea, Dazu Mechur Shvur, Rashav Mediadea, and the case where he learns over here that it was really not a case of Evan, it was a case of Metaltalim. We'll have to see the Gemara on Beis. He holds it here. It was a case where I was only tining metaltalim. When it says Eved, I mean the clothing of the Eved. But Ayin Shom, to what he learns, Eved, it's a very important question. What do you do according to that mandiyama? Okay, let's get back into the Mishnah. What about Hamaycha Makata Macharti? Let's say the same argument. The argument, whichever was sold, they paid for it. Everything was sealed. They paid a Kini Kasef. So whichever was sold. The Maycha is saying, I'm sure it was a smaller one. Or the smaller Sada. Veloime Eini Adaya. Owen says, I don't know. And this is fine. Here the Bari of Hashem works because the Bari here is the Muchsik. He's the Meicher. He's the one holding on to everything. So there you only have a Katan. What happened if they're both Bari? Zem a God of Zem a Katan, Yeshava, Shemek a Shvua, and that will be a discussion tomorrow. How do you have a Shvua on an Eved and a Karka? And also, what is the Shvua? Godl and Katan is not Moid the Mixas. It's only Moid the Mixas if I'm Moid the half of your thing. But Godl and Katan are two different entities. There's no Moid the Mixas there. Tomorrow we'll talk about that. So Zem a God of Zem a Katan, Yeshava. Shavah Meicher, the Meicher swears, Shakata Machar, and then he's Potter. He only gives the cotton. The last case is Zeh Meini Yedev, Zeh Meini Yedev, Yachloiku. If they both don't know, the halach is Yachloiku, Pash like Sumchis, even though Lachar, there's a cash over here, which I don't have a teretz to, that again, Machrusa asks, this question is that Lachar is no drawer of the minor over here in Zeh Meini Yedev, Zeh Meini Yedev, because drawer of the minor means that there's a suffix without the tainus. Here, when you sold two avadim, you're not sure if it's the bigger one or the smaller one, or two sadas, you're not sure the bigger one or the smaller one. There's no drawer of the minor there. It's not like an obvious suffix. The suffix only comes from the guy's tainus himself. Mashainke bada machal parva chamar, did a suffix is obvious suffix. When was the baby born? We could chop the suffix ourselves. We don't need the tainus. Here, without the tainus, there's no suffix. What's a suffix? No drawer of the minor. So you have to know why it's a chloik over here, according to that. And so if someone has answered this question, they can send it in. Like someone, one of the listeners sent in the answer that we had a question the other day. Shkoyach for that. So if you can send in the answer for this also, that would be gevaldik. So to Gemara. This is our Mishnah. So this is our Mishnah. The first discussion of our Gemara will be the first part of the Mishnah. Machlev para b'chamar, it says that the para b'chamar, or they bought a shifcha, and the shifcha had a baby, the para had a vlad. We're not sure if the vlad was born in the seller's rishos or in the buyer's rishos. What does it say in the Mishnah? What's the halacha? They're both saying, I'm saying, I'm the seller. Was it my rishos? The buyer saying it's his rishos. What's the halacha? Yachloiku. So my first question like this. Am I yachloiku? Lechli v'shus man kaimer. See, whose rishos is it in? Where is this shifcha standing now when we found the baby? Where is this para standing when we found the vlad? Where is it? If it's in the seller's rishos, then he's the muchzik. If it's in the buyer's rishos, then he's the muchzik. We're staying in a neutral place. We're standing in an agam, in a swamp. We're standing in the street, in the side of the street. So they were an independent place, a neutral place, and therefore there's no muchzik. Freit the Gemara, but still, come to call Marikama. Venukma Cheses Marikama. The buyer is the Marikama. Blavi Idach Amoitz Mechavah Raya. Let Omvi Mechavah Raya. Gemara answers, Amani Sum Chasid. Amma Mama Mutto Sava Cholkim Veloy Shvua. That the loch is that Cholkim Veloy Shvua, it's Mama Mutto Sava Cholkim. Now, the Gemara answers Sum Ches only on the Kasha of Marikama. It sounds like from a Muchzik, it wouldn't help. Sum Ches wouldn't say it's loch by a Muchzik. Tosis points this out. That Sumchus only allows a chloiku when there's no real muchzik. But if it's a real muchzik, then maybe even Sumchus will agree, you go back to the muchzik. And the whole case here is because of Mari Kama, that's when you say chalkin. This is a big tumul. You have to go into that more by Riches and more begin. But like upon him, we're saying, our mission is going according to Mani Yama, Mama Mutsava chalkin. Right, the Gemara, Eimad Omar Sumchus, when does Sumchus say his halacha, Veshema Veshema? Maybe Sumchus only says halacha when both parties are not sure. But Bari Miyamar, did Sumchus say the halacha even if each guy is sure? And here it says, each one saying, I'm sure. Yeah, it was born before I sold it. The other guy saying, no, I bought it. It was born after I bought it. So who said Sumchus says the halacha of Chalkin by Bari Abari? So Gemara says, Om Rav Baravuna, in, yes. Omar Sumchus afilu with Bari Abari. Sumchus says the halacha even by Bari and Bari. Bari Abari means that each guy says, Zelmar Zelmar Achaloy Macharti. He was born with Zelmar Shlokachti. Each one of you Bari. They are sure. They said they know. That's what it says. Well, no. Drar the Moina means that without their tainus will be a suffix. Not if you have a bar, you can have Drar the Moina. Just means that even without the tainus, we'd have a suffix. Before the Tainas, that's what the Gemara means. Before the Suffolk, we would have the Suffolk. But now, they're tying the Tainas. Again, we have a Chabachaikas between both of them. So the end of the Chabachaikas between both of them. So, like, yeah, unless you're trying to answer the kash we had before, is that the mission at the end, any idea, that alone is called Rabbanim. But Pashto Rabbanim means the suffix without the tainus, without anyone. They're making the suffix by saying any idea. Like the etzim, the mice alone is no suffix. Okay, if you want to answer that, that would be a teretz. Okay. So here was shot like this. We accept shot of ratio of the Mishnah is like Sumchus. So Gemara said, even by Bari Bari, Kadir it's Bari Bari. So Rabbi was, yeah. Sumchus says halacha even by Bari and Bari. Rava Amar Lo Olam Ki Yomah Sumchus Shema and Shema. Sumchus only says halacha by Shema and Shema. Ava Bari Ubari Loi. He never says halacha by Bari and Bari. Or Ava Bari Ubari Loi Amar Betoni Betni. And you'll say in the Mishnah Ze Omah Shema Atchloi Mecharti Veze Omah Shema Shokachti. So you'll have to Zet sign the Mishnah by Shema. It says Ze Omah Atchloi Mecharti means Shema Atchloi Mecharti. That's what he was saying. They both were Taka Hashema. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ze'ayma Eini Yedeya, Ve'ze'ayma Eini Yedeya, Yachleku. It says in our Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, that this one says, I don't know, and this one says, I don't know. The halacha is Yachleku. The halacha is that it's Yachleku. Bishlom L'Rava. Now, remember, there's the one Shema. So Bishlom L'Rava, Midasefa Shema V'Shema, Reish Nam V'Shema Shema. Since it's Sefer Shema Shema, so Reish also probably Shema Shema. Elo L'Rav Barav Huno, Do Amar, In Omer Sukhtu V'Bari Bari, Hashto Bari Bari Omer Yachloiku. If you already told me the Mishnah that Bari Bari is Yachloiku, Shema Shema, why you have to tell me V'Chidosh by Shema? So like, no, that wouldn't be a Kasha. You mentioned Valeria. That wouldn't be a Kasha. Tana Sefer L'Gluya Reisha. Made a Sefer coming from God of Reisha. So tell me Reisha, Shema V'Shema, V'Bari Bari Loi, Tani Sefer, Shema V'Shema, Mechlal, the ratio bari bari. If I care that since the end of the Mishnah is the case of Shema Shema, that's a raya. The ratio is bari bari. It's a raya to Rav Rav Huna. If I care, it's a raya that I'm talking about there. If anything, it's a shverkite on Rava. Why do you need two cases of Shema Shema? Like, what are you both cases of Shema Shema? You already said Shema Shema. So it's a, if anything, it's a raya to Rav Huna. He's saying that it's megala the safer of megala ratio. According to Rava, he's going to say that it says Shema Shema to megala the ratio of Shema Shema. But you could just said it straight. But according to Rav Huna, was saying the end of the Mishnah Shema Shema to say that the ratio is bari bari. But taka pashta halacha. That's the only problem for Rabba. If you tell me by bari bari is yachloiku, of course by Shema Shema is yachloiku. But Terence is it was there just to megala to tell us to teach us that the ratio is talking about bari bari. Tanan, it's said in the Mishnah in our Mishnah, middle of our Mishnah, zema gavdim katan. The argument two avadim, and this guy is saying gadol, and this guy is saying katan. The meicher is saying, I sold you the small one. And the buyer is saying, I bought the big one. What's the halacha? Shavah meicher shekata mocha, and he's good to go. He swears that he sold the smaller one, and he's fine. So here, the ichabari, and don't say achleiku, just make a shvua. So Mishnah Rava, the amaki, omar sumcha shema v'shema v'bari bari loi, omar, he didn't say, zlacha bari bari, mishamachi shavah. That's why you understand that you make a shvua. Why do you make a shvua? Because he doesn't hold of achleiku by bari bari. Ella Rava Barav Huna Dama in Amasumka Savil Bari Bari. Well, according to Rav Huna, it says that Sumka says Alacha. Even by Bari Bari, Samaya Shava Moicher, why don't you say Yachloikum by Elation Yachloikum? So that's the question. Why don't you say Yachloikum over here? Why do you let the Moicher swear? You go Yachloikum even by Bari Bari. So my answer is, Moida Sumkas, Hechadika Shua Daraisa, come on. You see later on that Sumchus holds that if it's a Shvua, and a Mokim is a Shvua, the Gemara says that sign on base, the case of a Shvua, and Shvua is Maida, and Sumchus is Maida, that when there's a chance to have a Shvua, so that could be a Birr. You don't do Yachloiku. If you can have a Shvua to Mevara the Indian, they're not Soymich on Yachloiku. Yachloiku is only like a last resort. There's nothing else to do, so you do Yachloiku. But if you have an opportunity to have a case, we have a shvua, and that can mevara, the halacha is that you do make a shvua in order to mevara the Indian. So ad kan, this part of the mission, just to recap what we learned, is that we had here, the ratio was yachloiku, and the kasha was, each one's tining a bari. There is a sumchus also, even then, yachloiku, even by bari is yachloiku. Then we had a new case in the mission of two avadim, with here, we had a case of Bari V'Shema, then you go bust at a Bari, and we explain to you Pshatim why. Then we said if each one is a Bari, then it's a Yeshava. And then we had last halacha, they both don't know, it's yachloiku takalak sumchis, but the case of Yeshava is, even if you're sumchis, even though bari, you be yachloiku, when you have a case, a chance to make a shvua, you go with the birr of shvua. So, let's go a little weiter. Next Gemara has arichas, but we'll stop in between recordings on the next Gemara. Hoyloi beis avodim echa gadol ve'echa katan. It says in the Mishnah that if you have two avodim, one's a gadol, one's a katan, and they each are arguing, you make a shvua. The shaila is, where in the world does shvua come from? If the moicher says it's a katan and the lekach says a gadol, so you can look at it, it's made the moide mixas, or not made the mixas, because they're not the same evet. So where is the shvua coming from? What I'm tining and not being moide. And when I'm moide, not tining. The two different avodim. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is va'oid helechu. We have a din before that helech is only mixed with helech. What does helech mean? That if it's not mechusar gevinda, if I don't have to actually pay something, that's not called moide mixas. If I'm moide, something is yours, and then it's yours automatically, like an eved, once I'm moide, it's yours, it's yours. You don't have to do anything. It's yours. It's standing right here. Or the sada. Once I'm moide, the sada is yours, it's a sada. It's right here. The case of Mishnah is two cases, sada and eved. So the, once I say this is yours, it's yours. It's helechu. It's not mechusar gevinda. That's question number two. Question number three is, V'oid, ein ishbar mal avadim. Ein ishbar mal kakayis also. There's no shvua on avadim, because avadim are hukash l'kakayis. So we have over here three questions. Question number one is, where's the moide mixas? They're not tiny the same thing. Number two question is, halach. Number three is, ein ishbar mal avadim. These are the three questions. So Amar Rav answers, we're not talking about an argument on an evet. We're talking about, and not talking about an argument on a sada. We're talking about a tanu damim. He's asking for money. The may ever god or may ever katan. The may sada gdola, the may sada ktana. We're handling over money over ever god. What's the case? Rashi says the case was that I gave Reuven money to buy an eved, and Lamaisi didn't find the eved. He comes back with the money and he gives back money. So I said, what are you talking about? I gave you $1,000 to buy an eved. He says, no, what are you talking about? I only took 500. So it's moide mixas because it's 500 out of 1,000. It's no halach because he has to pay back the 500. And it's also not a shalom shabam lakayis because it's money. That's how Rashi learns the case. Which is very interesting because then what's the lashon lekeach and the meicher, which Tosfos is bothered by? What's a keach and meicher? Look at the Mishnah. It's lekeach and meicher, lekeach and meicher. It's a guy who gave you money to bring. So Tosfos has a problem with this pshat. You hear? You You have the kasha on Sada and Eved. You have the kasha, right?
No.
The case of the Mishnah, the story of the Mishnah was where the pasuk of the Mishnah was there that I'm a seller. I have two of them to sell. I sell you Eved, make kinyan, a star, a contract, everything, gevaldik. Then when it comes to the delivered Eved, I give you the katan. You say, what am I? I bought the gadol. That's the argument, okay? So it says, when I say it's the katan, you say it's the gadol, what's the halacha? I make a shua, it's the katan, and I win. Where does the shua come from? What's the chayav shua? So if you ask the untrained lamdan, it's moide mixas. You're saying gadol, I'm moide katan, that's a moide mixas. But the Gemara says, not moide mixas, because a katan is not a part of a gadol, it's two different avadim. That's question number one. Question number two is, it's halach. It's halach. Halach means that when I'm moide something, and I don't have to actually take it out of my pocket and pay you, it's automatically yours, there's no moide mixas. It's a halach of halach and davdalad. So when I say, this evet is yours, I'm moide you, the katan's yours, so then you don't have to mechusa gevayna. It is yours. You made a kinyan. It's yours. You don't have to pay it. I don't take it out of my pocket and pay it. You don't have to like go collect it for me. Or sada also. It's yours. Once it's yours, it's yours. So it's halach. There's no money mixed by halach. Kasha number three is there's no respawn like a kais. That was the kasha. So Rav's teretz was that when it says eved in our Mishnah and sada in our Mishnah, it does not mean an eved a sada. It means the money of an eved. The money of a sada. That's what it means. That's what it means. I was tying the money of a sada, the money of the eved. And like Rashi explains the case, is that I gave you money for that, huh?
Huh? It only takes care of the English money all
of them. No, it takes care of everything. Halach also, I have to pay you out of my pocket. It takes care of the first cash also. If it's 500, 1,000, that's money to mix us. It takes care of all three questions. It takes care of all three questions because it's money to mix us. And we're not going to, if you hear, totally tight cash, we'll stick with Rashi. Stick with Rashi. So we don't confuse anyone over here. We'll stick with Rashi, that the case was, I gave you money for a gadol, and I'm asking for my money back, and you're saying, no, I'm only giving back 500, I'm not giving 1,000 back. That's Rav's shot. V'Shmuel Amar B'tanu Kesus Eved Gadol Kesus Eved Katan. The discussion is over. The attacker, there's a buyer and a seller here, and there was two sets of clothing, one for a big Eved, one small Eved, and the Meicher is saying, I sold you the small set of clothing. And you said you bought the big set of clothing. Same thing with the Imrim. I said I sold the small amount of bundles of wheat. And you said the big man, well, wheat. So we're talking about more metaltlim. So that answers the question of Shua metaltlim. But actually, it does not answer the other two questions, really, maybe. Halach, okay, you could clear on Halach, but definitely doesn't answer the first question about Tushtanu Ha'idah, which more doesn't ask. So, Shmuel Amar B'tanu K'sus Ever Gadol K'sus Ever Katan. Oim Yisrael Gadol, Oim Yisrael Gadol. Right, the Gemara ksus by ksus, masha tanu lahidloi, masha hidloi tanu. Like Bishlam by bundles of wheat, maybe you can tie that it's there. It's like 40 imrim or 20 imrim. That's like Tosfos speaks out. That there you can say that it's a moed mixas. I'm tying. I bought 40 bundles. They know 20 bundles. Okay, that's moed mixas. But by a clothing, if I bought a suit size 45, you say no, a suit that's 32. So it's a different suit. So where's masha tanu lahidloi, masha hidloi tanu. And for the Gemara, our papa with the Alfi, Hakanami with the Alfi, that the case was that it was not cut yet. It was either a big piece of material or a small piece of material. So you cut off that material from the big material. So it is Mashatana Lahidla. So right now the Gemara's tariff is Rav says we're talking about the money of the Eved, and according to Shmuel, we're talking about the Ksus of the Eved, and I Mashatana Lahidla. It's one big piece of Ksus. And that's the case so far by Mishnah, Yishava Meicha, where you have Meida Mixas, because we're talking about one big Ksus, and therefore there's Meida Mixas out of that piece of clothing.